Our rebellion is all that remains to push back the Empire.
You think you might be able to help us?
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
What is this?
It appears he is critical to the development of a super weapon.
The power that we are dealing with here is immeasurable.
If the Empire has this kind of power, what chance do we have?
Okay, here's the deal. The choice to do Rogue One, a Star Wars story, immediately following the return of the saga with Episode 7 was a gamble, but it paid off for Disney and Lucasfilm. While I had some reservations about director Gareth Edwards and how he royally screwed up Godzilla, my fears were all put to rest upon seeing the new Star Wars movie. Taking a page from the extended universe that's been around since the 1980s, Rogue One manages to tell a self-contained story while still delivering all the elements you'd expect from a Star Wars movie. The film tells the story of a ragtag group of rebels who steal the Death Star plans that kick off the original Star Wars films. There's plenty of Easter eggs and fun cameos in the movie, though the story is a bit darker and more grim than previous films. Still, it's got lots of spaceships and aliens and battles and droids that we all want to see. Rogue One is not without its flaws, but it's still a fun adventure to enrich the Star Wars universe. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.